You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host Chris
and Jonathan.
Playoffs, man. First round is officially over. We're moving into the second round. You know, one of us is feeling good, the other one ain't.
Feeling good, feeling great, like Outkast.
Yeah. So we'll be getting into that. getting to that. Also speaking about the fight that neither of us paid to see, but I guess according to somebody, we ain't missed nothing.
I followed it on Twitter. That was seen to be good enough.
Yeah.
And it was actually more exciting to see him than watching the fight.
Couldn't come off that honey.
Hell no. I couldn't push myself to do that. Just couldn't.
Now then we got the NFL draft happening this weekend. It was a busy weekend of sports.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great stuff going down. Mm-hmm. So let's get into this. If y'all want to get at us, y'all want to talk sports, any comments, feedback, any of that good old stuff, you can reach us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Leave a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. We'll play it, read it on the show. Get back at you.
Yeah, definitely hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know, and we will definitely get back at you.
Holla. That's what's up. First off, I want to give a shout-out to the Hoopla crew, Spirit and Storm.
Absolutely.
We did an episode of Hoopla with them this weekend. That is up now. You can find a Hoopla on iTunes, Stitcher, under the G-Spot Podcast Network.
Yes, sir.
That was good, man.
We had a good time. That was a good time.
Talking mad-ish.
Absolutely. I feel I was the only one whose team is still in the playoffs, feeling good.
Yeah.
Sorry for the tardiness.
Yeah, well, they well, neither of them teams didn't make it, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And, you know, we got an email to read.
Oh, for sure.
Got one. Sad days ahead.
Uh-oh.
What is up? Kojak back up again.
What's happening?
Our Spurs went down fighting, at least. The tears are real. Yeah.
Mm.
Hopefully they can come back for at least next year, but I doubt it. Really thought Pop would send Baines to land on that hamstring. The fight is exactly what I told my fiance what it would be. Boring, and that Mayweather would win. Glad I didn't spend no money. To good news, Shane Ray has landed in Denver.
Booyah.
I can't explain how happy and joyed I was. The pass rushers and corners we have now is an upgrade.
Ooh.
The Chiefs keep messing up in the draft well after their third round pick. Have a good one, y'all. What up, Kojak?
What's up, Kojak? Man, hey, Shane Ray, what's happening? Can't wait. Pass rush is going to be so vicious in Denver this year. It's not even funny. And we got Wade Phillips. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait till the season to start. We're going to kill. Kill.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're excited about that.
Oh, man. Both. NBA and NFL. I'm just feeling myself right now. Let's go.
I'm feeling good, man.
MLB, not so much.
Thanks again, Kojak, for that, man. As always, man. Always appreciate
the feedback. Appreciate that.
Before we get into the second round of the playoffs, we got to wrap up the first round with some games.
Okay.
Let's start off with the most exciting series that didn't end well for me. Man, 7-game battle. You want to talk about a damn fight and which you need to be watching pay-per-view.
Yeah, that was funny because you had some people tweeting like, can I pay $100 for another Clippers Spurs game?
I'm saying, like, can we get a best 5 out of 9?
Because yeah, that series was awesome. It seemed like, I think it was every game, but game 3.
It was like game 3 and game 1 were blowouts.
The rest, but the rest were down to the wire.
Every damn time.
Every time. And man, I mean, you got to give respect where respect is earned. I mean, the Clippers fought. Yeah. The Clippers fought.
We're talking about the Clippers first. Yeah, Chris Paul was like, I'm willing my team to victory.
He got tired of hearing about him getting put out of the playoffs, and I don't know what it is, but he was not coming out of that game.
Yeah, he played like,
I don't care how much pain he was in.
Yeah, because you know what? I wasn't happy to see that. As much as it could have been an advantage for us, I was like, no, I want to beat them.
Full strength.
Yeah. He did it. Blake Griffin had himself a triple-double, second one of the series. Blake Griffin done showed up. They two stars came up big.
Yeah.
Biggest thing, they also had help. Matt Barnes had his best game of the series. Mm-hmm. J.J. Redick was hitting. Crawford was doing some stuff. They just really had it all going. Still came down to the wire. A shot over Tim Duncan.
That was lovely.
You know, a couple, you know, issues. We could argue with some call like that. Jamal Crawford sidestep, walk, travel, and then shot a 3 and got it with the ref. As soon as they panned the ref, he was looking right at Jamal Crawford.
Oh,
like,
man.
You missed that? Okay, thanks.
That was funny.
That home cooking.
Yeah.
But, nah, man, that series was
awesome.
Awesome.
I mean, my goodness. Whew. I mean, Doc Rivers was starting to get on my nerves. It seemed like he was complaining from the beginning of the series, from how the seeding went to playing the Spurs to the calls being made. And it's just, golly, man.
He was having an argument the last play with that whole, like, oh, the clock wrong. Like, dude, we just ran the damn play. They got a free little 20-second timeout out of that. Even Peter Holt was like, what the fuck y'all doing?
Yeah, it was very sloppy at the end of the game by the referees. Yeah, you don't want to say that cost the Spurs the game, but that did make it a little bit tough for them at the last shot.
Yeah, because it was like,
because it's like, what the hell? Another play.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's a Clipper timeout.
Like, I saw the clock run down. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, weird clock, man.
And then that odd foul, Tim Duncan foul on Chris Paul.
Oh yeah,
that was kind of like that wasn't a foul. But.
Yeah, some of the calls are iffy both ways, all series. But you know they got it done. Props to them. You know, I was sitting there at the end of the game.
Man, this is some bullshit.
Pissed off. Come on, man.
As most Spurs fans were, because y'all don't want to have to hear that y'all are old and y'all are washed.
Y'all looking old. Like, dude, we just was in. Oh, we look old. We was in a 7-game series.
We just won the title last year. How we?
On the road.
I mean,
that's why it was like we was older than Miami Heat. It was like Miami's actually older than us.
For the Spurs, I mean. Got to give them credit as well.
Look, it was a
battle.
Yeah, this was a matchup that both teams were like, oh, shit. Word.
Neither team wanted to play it. But, I mean, you got to give the Spurs credit, too. The Spurs tried. Danny Green finally started coming on the last few games of the series. Tony Parker started to come on a little bit the last few games as well. I mean, he clearly wasn't 100%.
No, Duncan was being consistent.
Absolutely.
You know, Ginobili had his little stroke in game 7. You know, probably a little too late. You know, just balls didn't bounce our way.
Mm-hmm.
For me, though.
How you feeling?
That night, I was like, fuck the fight. I don't want to see no damn fight. I don't care. I don't want to watch nothing. I was trying I was down to watch the, I was watching like the post game interviews and whatnot. But it's like, oh, let's replay the game. No, I don't want to see the recap. I don't want to see that. So like the last couple of days, like in game 7, no, we don't need to see them highlights. Nothing good about that. But I have to agree with Pop, what he said a long time ago. If we going to go anywhere, we needed Tony Parker to be Tony Parker. And he wasn't. At all series. Maybe he just hurt, I give him that. But he wasn't attacking at all. all series. I mean, there even plays where he's running the break, and I would think, like, all right, at this point, he'd look up and would just go to the rack, and he's just not. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, look, I get DeAndre Jordan done scared you. Because there were a couple of times, I'm going to go to the hole. DeAndre Jordan blocked him, and that was it. He was like, I'm not going back in him anymore. But, yeah, with Parker not being the aggressive type how he usually is, that just put us behind the eight ball. I mean, he's arguably, he's, you know, if you want to say best player, second best player, it just didn't help. And then, you know, role players didn't step up. Just, I'm proud of them. They competed. The matchup was going to be tough. Still should have, you know, fucking won against just all the comeback. The three overtime loss to Memphis, the ugly ass Nick game. Yeah. Any one of them wins, we'd have been playing Dallas and now they Rondo drama. Mm. But you know what? This next year, we got a lot of folk coming off the books. Danny Green did say he wants to come back.
Oh, of course.
So hopefully we can keep him. I mean,
Kawhi's getting the max.
Yeah. Kawhi's getting taken care of.
Is, you know, Ginobili coming back?
That's the only thing I'm not sure of. I believe Duncan's coming back. He don't have to sign right early. Ginobili, I'm not sure. Because even if Ginobili comes back, they have to find a replacement for him.
Yeah.
Some real scoring off the bench.
Do you think Bellinelli can be that guy?
Bellinelli's been hot, man. I like it. He can't do what Ginobili can do. But I do like Bellinelli on the team. If they can keep most of the guys, I mean, of course, you know, there's that talk of Aldridge, which is like, what?
Yeah, I mean, he is from Texas. And I'm from what I've heard throughout his career, he's wanted to go back home.
Like, the Spurs are actually going to get a top free agent?
They say he and Dallas are... Or Dallas and Spurs are his top two destinations. I'm like, ooh.
Come on over. Duncan to move to the five.
I'm sure Ginobili was like, or sure Dirk is like, I do whatever.
Mm-hmm. Dirk, I heard Dirk like, I'll come off the bench.
Yep.
I feel it, though.
I'm not mad at him. I mean, that shows you how hungry y'all are to get another chip. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, but hey, that was a great series. Hated the ending, but, you know, it happens. We in the West talking about Dallas. Shout out to Houston, handled biz. Mm-hmm. Got them out in five. You know, I don't know what's going to happen with Dallas. I mean, they backcourt free agents.
Well, they said J.J. Barrett said he wants to come back.
Yeah, I expect the main guys to come back. It's just, you know, they ain't getting Rondo. They're not re-signing Rondo.
He gone. I think Chandler's a free agent.
Yeah, Chandler's a free agent. But they were talking about...
I'm sure they'll re-sign him.
Yeah, I know they're going to try to get at DeAndre Jordan. But, yeah, y'all need to sign him. And then I don't know what they're going to do with Monte. If he's going to opt out or not.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, for Dallas, it was just losing Parsons hurt.
Yeah, losing Parsons basically just killed it.
Yeah.
And I know Parsons, man, like, damn, and I don't even get to get back at my team. Like, I'm just sitting here and they whooping butt and I can't do nothing.
I mean, he was the main
prize free agent.
Yeah.
And he ain't playing.
Exactly. I mean, the Rondo drama didn't help.
No, not at
all.
But
losing Parsons was huge.
Yeah.
That was a huge
That scoring punch.
Yeah.
So these two teams is playing. Houston and Clippers. You know, right now I think it's Houston's up. But what you make of this series?
Well, as I said on the Hoopla show, I have Rockets in six. I like what Houston is doing throughout the playoffs. I got to give them credit. They exceeded my expectations throughout the season. I did not see James Harden carrying the team like this on his back. Dwight Howard's been really good in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Has been a nice compliment to James Harden. They're down right now, 89-83. Mm. But I think athletically they can match what the Clippers can do. They have Brewer, they have Ariza, they have Josh Smith, so they can throw a lot of guys at you defensively. And then you got Dwight Howard, who can match up with DeAndre Jordan. Both guys long, both guys huge, and neither one can shoot free throws. So
people are like, Hack-a-Shaq
on both
Craze.
Ends. But I don't think either team is going to go down that path.
Maybe not as much. I can see it probably a few minutes spurt in one game in particular.
But it's going to be tough, especially they don't have Patrick Beverley.
Yeah, no Patrick Beverly, but, you know, lucky for them, Chris Paul isn't playing in the first game. He sat out.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, I think I have Houston in seven just because of their depth. This should be an awesome series for show.
Absolutely.
I want the Clippers to go, even though they beat my squad. I would like to see the Clippers get to the conference finals. I just don't know if they had the depth. But, man, that Dwight Howard, DeAndre Jordan matchup, that shit it's going to be the business.
Yeah, for real. If both of them can bring their A games, absolutely. Absolutely.
Also, in the first round, the Grizzlies closed out the Blazers in five.
That was easy. I wish I had that with a Staples button. That was easy. I said it from Jump Street when Wesley Matthews was done. That was it for Portland. You lost your old shooter who could spread the floor, and he was a pretty good perimeter defender. Mm-hmm. They tried to replace him with a flower, and then he got hurt.
Yeah.
And then you had LaMarcus Aldridge, who was playing banged up basically the whole season. Damian Lillard did not look like himself in that series.
No, he kind of got on late.
And they just didn't have it. You could just see they just didn't have it.
No, they didn't.
So, you know, we'll see. If they lose LaMarcus Aldridge, that's going to be
They had a rough joint because I've seen Damian Lillard is looking to get the designated player max contract because I guess he's been an all-star a few years and all that.
He went that Derrick Rose.
Yeah, that five-year 90. Mm. And sound like he ain't taking less because he's like, I can wait. it's his third year. I mean, really, because he's like, I can wait because 2016, you know, salary cap going up.
It can go higher.
I think, yeah, and he's like, I can get more money. I mean,
I'm not mad. He's max money. Yeah, he's proving it.
Yeah. And I think Wesley Matthews is a free agent also. So,
yeah. And then they've come out and said, you know, they're unsure because they know he's going to have a market and he's coming off an injury. Somebody could swoop him in for a nice deal and have you a nice veteran.
And it's hard because their starting five has been their squad.
Yeah.
And if they lose one of them pieces, that's not good.
Yeah, they can't afford to lose LaMarcus Aldridge. They need to pay him.
No.
They need to pay him. They need to pay him and Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
Just pay them both.
I mean, those
stars. Those are two stars. Horses. You need to pay them.
Yeah, and I like LaMarcus Aldridge on Portland. I mean, granted, he can come to San Antonio. Please.
And it's not like the owner can't afford it.
Yeah.
That fool got
Paul
paid.
Allen got paid. Yeah,
he owns Seahawks, too, so I know he got the money.
Yeah. And you got to keep your guy. I mean, exactly. Granted, and if I think Aldridge is smart, he needs to go to something similar, like to either stay in Portland, go to San Antonio. I don't think he should take the Nick money. I don't think he needs to go to a team where he is automatically the guy because – Aldridge is great. He's a great player, but he's not on that. He's not at on that.
He's
top
not elite.
Tier. Not no. He's not in the elite.
He's not elite.
No.
He's an all-star.
No. He's a number one, but he's not like I wouldn't call him a clear-cut number one.
Mm.
It's hard because I mean he you know he was there and Portland was just okay and then you got Damian Lillard and it was like oh now we balling you're like well. Y'all compliment each other very well.
Yeah.
But yeah, Portland got some work to do.
Absolutely.
The only thing I hated about that series is that the injury to Mike Conley looking like he was in the Mayweather ring. God damn. Looking beat up.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, they got their butts whooped game one with Golden State. If with a healthy Memphis – I actually would have probably picked him.
Yes.
To upset Golden State.
Absolutely.
Probably in seven.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least you got two guys who can guard that back court instead of having Tony Nally kind of switch off and on.
Yeah, I'm looking at his picture right now.
He tried the mask and all that.
I feel bad.
It didn't look that bad when he first got hit. And then the face swole up and you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And you can tell, man. I mean, he is one of them point guards. He's similar to Chris Paul that he run the show.
Yeah.
And they just don't.
Oh, shout out to Spirit. Just tweeted out to us, says, both Bradley Beal and Mike Conley plan to play tomorrow. So Mike Conley will be back. So hopefully that'll make things tough for Golden State and make it a little bit more of a series. Because the first game, it was just like, could nobody stop Steph Curry? Had nobody to put on him.
Nah, and they put, you know, I think through the series, they're going to put Tony Allen on him. Because I like Klay Thompson is a beast, though, but put him on the MVP.
Yeah.
For real, like, and then, but you know, and then you at least you got Mike Conley who can go at Steph Curry.
Exactly, exactly. Make he makes work. A big difference.
Yeah,
he makes a huge difference.
Makes the offense run better.
Mm-hmm.
But still banged up. I don't know.
I got Golden State in seven.
Yeah, we the same on that. Yeah. I think you know Memphis had their chances yesterday, but I think they're gonna make it even tougher.
Yeah.
You know, even Golden State has played. Golden State still hasn't played great.
Yeah,
they've been pretty good, but they haven't had like a monster
a wow game,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You which know they do, which is scary. And then moving on to the East. All right, Hawks came out game six
and just
23-3 run.
And said we winning.
Let's end this.
We done playing around like, oh, with the shit, Brooklyn.
They only up six.
It was like Brooklyn coming back.
And then in the third quarter, it was like, sit down.
This game is over.
Sit your ass down.
So, I mean, got to give Atlanta credit. They came out and, you know, closed the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we the number one seed for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, they play tough. They play hard. I know they had, you know. I mean, you knew Brooklyn was going to try. It wasn't like it was just going to be a cakewalk. I mean, you knew Brooklyn was going to give some effort.
But then that third quarter was like, this is why we're AC.
Yeah, basically.
But they tried. Like you said, your boy, Brooke Lopez, is like, let me earn that check that's coming.
Yeah. He opting out of his contract so he can sign a multi-year deal as he getting close to the max for somebody.
It's funny. After we called, we were like, where the hell is Deron Williams? And he had that game. Yep. What was that game four?
Yeah.
Where he just was like,
nuts. And it was like, vintage Deron Williams. Yeah. And then went back to being the regular Deron Williams. And it was funny. I mean, Lionel Hollins came out and was like, yeah, he ain't all-star no more. Like, oh, damn.
Coach is
clowning. But
he ain't lying.
Yeah, I was about to say, he ain't lying, though. He being real. So,
Yeah, they gotta regroup. But y'all heard it. I was like, damn.
But that's why I like Lionel Hollins. Keeps it real.
Like, damn, word.
Keep it 100. I like that. Hey, thank you. These coaches are finally doing what I'm asking for. Give me some honesty. I'm on honesty. Shit. He ain't an all-star. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And now they're going up playing the Wizards,
who
just took a game already.
The Wizards are just, they on a mission.
I like the Wizards,
I got
man.
To give them credit. They are on a mission. They bitched Toronto. I mean, bitched them. Paul Pierce, the beginning of the series, was like, these niggas ain't worth shit. And they went out and proved it, basically. And it was so embarrassing. Felt so bad for Toronto. I'm like, geez, y'all basically, y'all don't even show up the series.
No,
y'all didn't show up.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be seven games. I was hoping to get that Toronto from earlier in the season. It looked like they were trying to compete for that number one seed. I mean,
pathetic.
Yeah, defensive. I mean, just you went in with home court and you got swept. Damn, man. Yeah, I mean, DeMar DeRozan got to improve.
He needs a 3-point shot. I mean, my gosh, he can't shoot for nothing, man. He's terrible.
Yeah, he's got to create something. I mean, last season, okay, that's your first. We kind of see who you are. You were an all-star. But now it's like, all right, you're going to have to do a little bit more, man. Kyle Lowry was non-existent.
Granted, he was hurt. He was hurt.
But, you know, not having the full strength, Kyle Lowry was like, oh, this is going to get ugly.
Yeah, and it was very ugly. Bubba Sparks ugly. But I mean, for Washington, they are looking like they ready to move on.
You got them moving on?
No, I got Atlanta winning in six.
Mm.
I think Atlanta's going to pull it out. I know they are one game in the hole, but I think they're going to find a way. Yeah, it's just the first game. I think they're going to find a way to pull it out in this series. I like their depth. I like their toughness.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to be a team that's not – they're not scared in the playoffs. They don't play fearful at all. And, I mean, with a guy like Kyle Korver who can go off any given moment, I mean
–
I got to give him a shot. Okay. Plus, I don't know if John Wall and is how well he's going to play this series because he can be on and off.
Right.
So
yeah, Teague is going to work him. That's a nice a nice point guard matchup.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I'm actually leaning toward Washington this one in seven. I think they just seem to be on a roll. I like the balance that they have. I like the size down low. Beal getting hurt, that ankle kind of scared me. I was like, if Beal going to be out, I don't know. But if they had, full strength guys out there playing, I think, Washington going to get the upset. I mean, they were here last year. And it ain't because I don't believe in Atlanta. I think Atlanta – I like Atlanta. I think Atlanta's going – it's going to be – it's like a seven game.
They just don't have that go-to guy.
Yeah, I just think in the end – either Wall, Pierce, something. They're just going to make enough plays to get them moving on.
For sure.
And, your series that you're feeling happy about.
Yes, sir.
Bulls came in, got pushed. I know you was like, what the hell is going on? Jimmy Butler talking about, I need to get back on defense.
Thank you.
And then all of a sudden, it was like, game six.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
You can play that one more time for me, please.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass. Because
that's what happened. We did it twice. We kicked their ass, left the building, came back and did it again. I mean, it was unbelievable. 54 points. I was telling Chris when I was looking at the score, I was like, yeah, don't let these fools score 60. I was like, take their souls from them. That's what I'm talking about. That is finally the Bulls team I wanted to see play. I was like, where has this team been?
Yeah.
Because I just felt they were so complacent because they knew talent-wise they were better than Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And it was like, we can beat them. But I got to give credit to Milwaukee. Milwaukee scrapped and fought the entire series. They didn't back down. They got in the Bulls' faces. They pushed them around, too, a little bit. And, I mean, hey, got to give them credit.
Yeah, they weren't scared.
They were not scared or intimidated by Chicago. And Chicago, I think, realized that and was like, all right, we gotta close this deal. Yeah. And they closed it with an exclamation point.
You got knocked the fuck out.
Ooh, it was ugly. Game was over in like the second quarter. It was like, all right, this game's done.
Yeah, it was getting bad. I mean, getting frustrated, even like had Antetokounmpo was like, you know what? I don't care anymore. I'm just going to tackle this white boy.
I want to get out of this game anyway.
And Mike Dunleavy, he was getting a little – I seen them little shots.
He was getting a little chippy. He was
like, okay.
I was like, hey, this is the Bulls team. I wanted to see who was scrappy, who was physical, who can get a little under your skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to see. And, hey, Mike Dunleavy was stroking. Jimmy Butler put it on him. Derrick Rose was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Pau Gasol did his thing. I mean, hey, it was a lovely thing to see.
No, it was, man. They handled business.
Oh, so awesome.
And gave him some hype going into this next series.
Absolutely.
So your squad, you got what you wanted.
Yep, I got Cleveland.
Give me them Cavs.
Yep, I got who I wanted. And I got my Bulls winning in six. Mm-hmm. I think they going with the losses of Kevin Love, J.R. Smith. I just think this is the Bulls' chance. It's their best chance to get to the finals, the easiest opportunity we've had. And I just think physically they're just going to outmatch Cleveland. And I think tonight they showed that.
No, they handle business tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the last time we spoke, it was like, how hurt was he? And Kevin Love is damn near. He out.
Yeah, he's out for the season.
Yeah. Was it Hoopla? Like, you say he out for the season. Season over. But, yeah, he's hurt for, like, what, 6 to 8? I mean, he's basically
out 6 to 8 weeks or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like this. And then J.R. Smith move. I don't know why we were talking about it. I thought he got suspended a lot more last time.
Yeah.
He got suspended, like, 4 games and all that. But, he got 2.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Well, you said he was getting at least 2.
Yeah. And he is, God, that dude. But anyway, yeah, it's, I didn't think it's going to hurt. I think, you know, you lose two shooters. Kevin Love was very underrated for this team. I know, you know, during the season, he was not playing in the fourth quarter a lot. We're just like, do they really need this guy? They're not really using him like that. But he came on in that Celtics series.
Mm-hmm.
And I think specifically against this team, against the Bulls team, not having your low post scoring threat, who you can go to in the post and who can spread the floor, you know, that just makes it easier for them. And it's like the Cavs are going to have to play small, or they're going to play small to try to get away with that. But, you know, it's like Kyrie Irving and LeBron James got to do everything.
Yeah, it's like Westbrook and Durant, basically. Mm-hmm. They have to do everything. LeBron almost had a triple-double tonight, and people like, that still ain't enough. Like, Jesus Christ, what more do you want from the man? We had 19 points.
Yeah, 9 of 22, 15 boards.
15 boards, 9 assists.
3 steals. 6 turnovers, yeah, though.
He did have 6 turnovers. But, I mean, geez, he puts up those numbers, and people are like, no, I need to see closer, like 30. Like, oh, my God.
He's got only 2 free throws. 1 or 2. That's not – he's got to improve.
He was not very aggressive tonight. I will say that.
He wasn't. And, you know, I'm sure people are going to bring it up tomorrow. It's going to be the first thing everybody's talking about. LeBron didn't look like he was engaged. You know, so he's going to hear it. And, of course, you know, oh, he didn't win MVP. He got third. You know he going to come out like Blake guns blazing.
Yeah, okay.
But not expecting to have a better game, too, for sure.
Absolutely.
Kyrie Irving continues to impress.
I got to give credit to Jimmy Butler for the defense he played on LeBron. He did a damn good job holding him down. Tom Thibodeau played it just the way I thought he would with LeBron James. When LeBron James sat, he sat Jimmy Butler. And when LeBron James came back, he brought Jimmy Butler right back in. So, I mean, it looks like that's the way he's going to go. But, yeah, Kyrie, God, that point guard matchup was awesome in game one. I mean, Kyrie looked fantastic. Derrick Rose looked like Derrick Rose. Had a little scare at the end of the game.
Yeah, with the little
like,
shoulder.
Oh, Lord. I was like, no.
Did not want to see him like, ah.
Yeah, and it was just kind of like, oh, boy. But he talked at the end of the game, said it was just a little stinger, no big deal.
He playing.
Yeah.
This opportunity ain't coming again.
Exactly. So I'm proud of my team. I'm proud of the way they handled themselves in game one. The Cavs did not lead the whole game, which was beautiful. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they got to figure out what to do with Gasol. Gasol had probably his first real solid game.
Absolutely.
I mean, 10 to 16, 21 points, 10 boards, 4 assists, 4 blocks.
That's the power we need. That's what we need.
Yeah, 3 guys with 20. And he only went, you know, Tibbs only went 7 deep. He only played Meredith 2 minutes. Yeah. I was like, what? But, you know, I think with Kevin Love not being there, you're going to see a lot of Braun at the 4.
Yeah.
That lineup that they use to start, don't do that again. Like, Mike, we gonna start Mike Miller. Oh, you ain't played this dude at all for like months, and all of a sudden now he gonna play major minutes. Okay, like, why don't you get this dude some run anyway? But nope, whatever.
Yes, I mean, you know,
bring Sean. I mean,
Sean Marion played like 8 minutes.
Yeah,
James Jones played like 8 minutes. I mean.
Got something you have to bring out of something.
This is why, again, with this whole paying LeBron and all these other dudes, I'm like, you ain't got no bench. I don't know. Whatever.
No, but Jeff Smith comes back. I got him in, I got all, you know, just, I guess because my series went 7. I'm just picking everything in 7. I got the Bulls winning this.
Ooh, baby.
I was probably going to lean toward the Bulls to begin with. But now with no Kevin Love, and especially because getting game one.
Oh, that was beautiful. Oh, that was beautiful.
If they're smart, which, you know, I mean, aggressive LeBron's coming in game two.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think he's aware.
We need to take game two.
You can get game two.
We need to take game two.
Get that 2-0 advantage going home. It ain't looking good. But, no, I think I just think the Bulls is real hungry. I think they really want to beat LeBron. And I think Derrick Rose is like, it's my time. It's my turn.
Yeah, and then was it Jimmy Spencer? He sent out a tweet. He was like, with the win, do the Bulls suddenly control the East? And I'm like, no, they got to win game two.
Right.
They win game two, yes, they control the East.
Because
if they win this series, now we got home court advantage finally. Let's go. Let's go. We got it again, baby. Washington got to come through us.
I said this just one game. You did what you had. You did what you needed to do. You got your split. Now it's time to see if you can get that second.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to take that.
But you, of course, and you know that's that information I don't like. I'm gonna be like, nah, don't be waking the king up. Oh, are they down for the count? We ain't done nothing. Don't start waking up the beast. I mean, that's what people gonna do. Oh, look like you done, LeBron. I don't think you coming back. Like, he gonna put up 50 and be like, why don't y'all shut up? Like Homer Simpson, shut up.
I don't think the Bulls is worried about it. They know LeBron is gonna come back full force next game, mm-hmm. and Jimmy Butler gonna get some rest. Yeah. I'm Jimmy Butler. You ain't practicing tomorrow. Sleep. You could be ready to guard LeBron again. Cause jeez, it was a load, man.
Yeah, man. The playoffs have been excellent, man. I'm loving it.
Absolutely.
You know, I've still watched. I mean, like, when my team in it, I was 100% glued. And now that they lost, I'm like 95%. And even though I'm just like, oh, fuck, where my team at? I'm not comfortable with this. But no.
Yeah, sorry, Kojak.
Yeah. You know, I've seen somebody tweeted, like, look how the Spurs always lose game seven like this. They lost, what? I think, was that 06? They lost game seven when Ginobili fouled Dirk going to the basket. Then you got the .4, which is bullshit. Then you got the Ray Allen shot. I mean, it seems like it takes miraculous shots, game seven, close joints to beat the Spurs. And I don't want to hear nobody hating about, oh, they can't repeat, that sucks. Give me them 5 rings. I bet you they take them.
Oh, absolutely.
I bet you LeBron James will take 5 and no repeats. Shit.
That's funny.
Yeah, so everybody give the Clippers some props because I know Golden State's like, thank you. Mm-hmm. And I know LeBron James is like, hey, no Spurs. Yay. One less person to deal with.
That's funny.
But yeah, they've been good. Shout out to Steph Curry.
Absolutely.
Steph Curry with the pot. Got the MVP award.
It was a 2-man race.
Yeah. I heard people like, LeBron is third. I'm like, this is not who's the best player in the league. This is who's the MVP. And so it wasn't him.
Yeah, I'm so sick of that. He can win every year. Like, of course he can.
So how many MVPs you want? 10? We've only had 10 MVPs in the whole 100-some-odd years basketball's been around. I don't call that.
Oh, my God.
We both pick Harden, but he was deserving of it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at the Steph Curry vote to get MVP, and congratulations to him. He had a hell of a season.
He did.
Yeah, I mean,
really stepped his game to the next level.
He did. He really did.
60-some-odd wins.
And is he top 3?
And we'll see in the playoffs now. I guess the word's going to be said.
Okay.
I still got Durant at 2. I know some people already forgot about him.
He's second best.
But he's up there. I mean, Chris Paul done showed some stuff that he's trying to get back in the mix.
Best point guard in the league.
You know, we'll see what James Harden going to do. But with the MVP, I feel like he's in that after them two.
He's in the discussion.
There. Yeah.
Okay.
But I like that. Andrew Wiggins got Rookie of the Year, mm-hmm. which was like, yeah, we figured.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I think if Mirotic probably had a better start – play more than what happened. I think same things with Nerlens Noel.
Mm-hmm.
He really came on.
I mean, you know, shout out to Mirotic. He finished second.
Mm-hmm.
So not too mad at him. And Noel finished third. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you knew Wiggins was getting it. He was dropping 20 and up in his game towards the end of the season. And, you know,
he got to play on a team where he got all the major minutes, mm-hmm. all the minutes he could handle. He's a star. And I didn't take advantage.
Exactly.
Big thing, Thunder. Which was quick, firing Scott Brooks before, you know, like, even before the second round started. It was like, hey, we got our coach.
Yep. Like, damn.
Okay.
Like, did y'all even take time to interview anybody?
Yeah, I was like, we want Billy Donovan. serious discussions. Okay, well, maybe they're just talking. They just really doing their homework. Okay, we got them. Like, what? Yeah, I don't.
Good for OKC, I guess. I
don't know. Yeah, you know, Kevin Durant came out, you know, and, you know, said he's back. He likes what
of course
the hire and think he can do some things. Like, okay. Did he get y'all back to the finals?
That's the question. Because now he's going. I mean, this is a final team, a team built for to go to the finals. So expectations are going to be finals.
Yeah, he's going to have to put in some offense that has some player movement.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have some ball movement.
Yeah,
that seems to be, that's going to be the thing now with ball movement. Can't just have a lot of one-on-one play or just having your stars just create all the damn time. Make it easier. For me, I want to see him develop that bench.
Yeah.
You know, just Jeremy Lamb. Jeremy Lamb can go somewhere and get some run.
Oh, absolutely.
He can come off my bench. He can come on the Spurs bench and handle it. Perry Jones, DJ Augustine done fell off. And I'm sure if he's a free agent, he's probably like, I'm out.
I'm going back to Chicago.
Somewhere, but yeah,
I'm not a fan of no NBA experience.
Yeah,
it's just not a fan of that. So, you know, shout out to Billy Donovan for getting the job, but I will not forget when he pulled the carpet out from underneath Orlando, and decided to do an about face and renege on his decision.
Yeah, I think that's why people were hesitant about it. And he's got a lot to prove.
Absolutely.
Because it's, well, it's not, to me, it's not just about keeping Durant for next season. I'm like, Westbrook can leave the year after. So you need to keep both of them.
This ain't Florida. You ain't necessarily getting the best of the best all the time. You're in OKC now. You're in a very small market.
Yeah.
Not easy to draw guys to that market.
No, you got two guys, Westbrook and Durant. I mean, you like playing with great players, but they're not the draw that a Chris Paul or LeBron James would, because you know you're getting the Rock.
Exactly.
You ain't getting the Rock there. Unless he comes up with something. But good luck, man.
Yeah, good luck.
I saw this, the National Basketball Players Association, that had the first ever Basketball Players Award in Las Vegas. These awards are based on votes by active players. So all this talk about players saying they wanted input and votes and stuff, well, now they're going to have their own. I'm like, okay.
So what are they voting for?
They've had the same awards, like hardest to guard. They got best player, MVP, defensive player, best rookie, all that kind of same kind of stuff, best coach. And it's all active players. So if you've retired, then that doesn't count. Okay. It's all active guys. You know, on one hand, I think it's cool, but folks going to feel a little slighted still.
I mean, it kind of reminds me of similar to, I don't know. I don't know if it's the same thing, but kind of, you know how the NFL does their top 100?
Yeah.
It's kind of, to me, it's like the same thing.
Yeah, because now I'm like, is there favoritism going to be involved? Because, I mean, people clown the media and all that for, like, y'all don't know how to pick. I'm like, okay, well, then y'all do it. If it's so easy. You know, at least with the non-players, you know, you're not playing with these dudes all the time. You know, now somebody goes, oh, you ain't vote for me now? I thought we was boys. You on my team. What the hell going on?
That's funny. Kevin Love ain't voting for LeBron MVP.
Yeah, yeah, but now that you actually have official awards, can you say, like, are you voting for your team? And is LeBron MVP? You know, now if Kevin Love says, nah, I'm voting for Westbrook, they're going to be like, oh, damn.
Shady.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And unfortunately, Chandler Parsons, he had surgery on the right knee. No timetable for return. Could end up missing the start of next season.
Mm. God, that's a blow.
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks.
Sure do, man. But hopefully he gets back, because he got paid, probably overpaid. And, you know, I don't think Houston complained. I think they cool with that Trevor Ariza pick.
Absolutely. At this point, yeah.
Yeah, it's working out for him. So, yeah, man, we'll be keeping track of this NBA as it goes on.
Absolutely.
Glued to the TV. I'm waiting to see who's going to win now.
Me especially.
Mm-hmm.
On now.
We'll see if the Bulls can topple them.
Yes, they will. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Believe it.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, get some news, talk about the fight, talk about this draft, A-Rod tying Willie Mays, all that. And, of course, we got our wars coming.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla. Passion, we foodie like passion is burning like ashes. We had to just make this issue. But he rapping again. He's rapping again. It happened, my friends. I'm back with the best. I don't even think it's their best. So I don't think you're ready to use. I'm a catastrophe. I'm a catastrophe. What are you spoiling it? I'm a.
To check us out on blackisonline.com.
All right, y'all, we're back. Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to hit us up, talk some NBA playoffs. We know y'all watching. Got your teams, who you like, and your team out. You upset like me? You kind of salty, you know? Is your team in it, and you still feeling good, or you bandwagoning? Because we know it's a lot of y'all out there too. Hit us up. Let's chat about it. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com, on Twitter @BrothersLayman, on the hotline 323-455-4219.
Yes, only real Bulls fans, please. Only real Bulls fans. Fool for them Bulls, please. I don't want y'all bandwagon fans jumping on my team right now. Let it be known.
We got the LeBron haters that's on the train.
That's fine. I don't want them either. They can hate on their own accord.
Right.
Don't be with my Bulls though.
Right.
Y'all can just hate LeBron.
Well, part of the jam-packed sports weekend was the NFL draft.
Kind of came and went, man.
Yeah, it did. That's just because of the fight.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, shit, it just like it took over everything. Anybody really was talking about even the Avenger movie. It was like, I'm talking about this fight, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, you know, of course, first two picks, Jameis Winston. Mm-hmm. Win number one.
Of course.
Bucks got him.
Of course. He's already signed his contract.
Of course he has. Like, let's get started.
Let's just get it over with. And, they put in the clause that he can't play baseball.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. We protecting ourselves. Yeah. Tampa Bay smart.
Mm-hmm.
Protecting ourselves.
Especially if you're the number one pick. Yeah,
no.
You're like, we suck. We need you here full time.
Yep, we need you fully focused on football.
That's another distraction. We don't think you need too many of those. We seen your track record with distractions, bro. You're not that great.
That's funny.
And then Marcus Mariota, who you felt was the better pick.
Yes, sir. Number two.
Going to Tennessee.
And Tennessee already said he's starting. There it is. Yep. Ken Westinghouse was like, yeah, he's going to be our day one starter.
Damn. Like,
sorry, Zach Mettenberger.
And they was talking. They was like, he liked Zach Mettenberger, too. I thought it'd be good just for competition purposes.
It's Marcus Mariota, man. He's a beast.
Plus, I tell you what. If I'm Zach Mettenberger, I'm like, oh, word? Okay. Okay. I heard. I got you. I'll be in that moment like, I'm killing this dude in training camp. I'm killing them.
Oh, man.
I'd be like, what? Go ahead. You're not picking me? Go ahead.
And then they said that I guess Philly tried to trade up, and they offered a shitload. They think they offered a two first. They offered Fletcher Cox, Michael Kendricks, and somebody else.
Damn.
Yeah, they offered a grip. And honestly, I was like, damn, if I was Tennessee, I might have really taken that deal.
Well, it would help if you didn't get rid of all your skill players. Then maybe you could have traded up then.
Yeah, so Yeah, but I guess, you know, Tennessee really wanted Mariota, and they got their guy. Not mad at him at all.
Yeah, they did.
And they going to be good.
Yeah. That's why Leonard Williams fell a little bit.
People criticize the Jets for taking him. I'm like, that's a steal.
Yeah, because what's the name went third?
Dante Fowler.
Yeah, and you were kind of like, okay, I saw that. Raiders, I was talking to some of my folks, and they were just like, oh, I was like, dude, they're picking Amari Cooper. Like, they got to.
Yeah, I know Leonard Williams wanted.
Leonard Williams is enticing.
Yeah, he wanted to play for the Raiders. I'm like, Carr needs somebody he can throw the ball to.
Yeah.
I mean, geez Louise. Right. So, I mean you got a guy who can step in from day one and be your number one receiver.
Yeah.
You take it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the dude's, he's polished. He's won. He's got great hands. He got huge hands.
And he has no character concerns.
No. And the guy can make play. And, you know.
And with the Raiders, y'all need more players who got no character concerns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I heard people like, it's deep at wide receiver. I'm like, dude, like, you need.
Define deep.
Yeah, you can't. They were pretty. It's a top. There was a tier. And there were two guys who were clearly on a top tier for wide receiver. You take the veteran because you need. You can't. I heard one of them was like, oh, well, you know, Derek Carr that good. He should be able to just carry dudes. I'm like,
not after a rookie season. I'm sorry. Peyton Manning wasn't carrying the Colts as a rookie. Right. Like,
give him a target.
Once he got Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison, he took off.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, he was putting up okay numbers. It wasn't like, you know. Same with Green Bay. You got Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson. He took off.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sorry. Everybody is not freaking Tom Brady who can play with mediocre receivers. I mean, come on. Seriously. Kill that noise.
Yeah. And then what's the other notables? Todd Gurley got picked by
the Rams, baby.
Yeah.
They will be replacing the 49ers this year.
Mm.
They taking a spot. I loved what St. Louis is doing. They showing that they got a quarterback now, like Nick Foles. They got a legit running back in Todd Gurley.
I know Zach Stacy tweeted out and was like, all this bullshit. Yeah, I think that's what he tweeted, something like that. That when they took Todd Gurley, he was just like, "See ya," or something like that. Like,
yeah, now he's on the Jets. Peace. I mean, you.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, they traded him.
Oh, I'm all behind.
They traded him. Zach Stacy is gone.
Oh, nice move by the Jets.
Yeah. So I was just like, you know, once they took Todd Gurley, I mean, when you got a chance to get Todd Gurley, he should have been a top five pick had he not been hurt.
Yeah.
You roll that dice. Yeah. I mean, it ain't every now and then you get to get a three down back.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. First round backs are like rarity now.
Exactly.
Unicorns.
And then Gordon was picked five picks later.
Yeah.
By the Chargers trying to replace Ryan Matthews.
Yeah. And I know all the quarterbacks went in the third round. Well, Huntley
Huntley went the fifth.
Oof.
He went to a good spot, though. He went to Green Bay where he can actually sit and learn.
Yeah, I like that.
And then shout out to Kojak. Yeah, Broncos got Shane Ray, baby. Just built up that pass rush even more. You know, he got busted for pot the week of the draft. He was he was supposed to be a top 10 pick. He tumbled all the way to 23, and the Broncos were like, thank you.
Pick him up. Take
that. I'm just hoping, since pot is legal in Colorado, he don't start going bananas. Like, I can just smoke all day. Like, no, you can't. They test you still. Knock it off.
Yeah, I can see niggas just doing that damn shit.
So, I mean, draft-wise, it was pretty good. I like what Tennessee did. They got Dorius Green Beckham in the second round. We'll see if he can keep his head on straight. If he can, it'd be a nice target for Mariota to have. I mean, you know.
Anything shocking to you that you saw in the draft?
Something
you felt like was a reach, or you just kind of like, why the hell they take him?
The one shocker was I didn't expect Randy Gregory to drop to the second round out of Nebraska. I was like, wow, damn. Because apparently, I guess he got more problems than people thought.
Right.
And they're like, he got emotional problems. He got psychological problems. I'm like, damn, what?
Yeah, they checked these dudes out now.
So, I mean, and it came out that I guess he wants basically Dallas to do what they did for Dez Bryant and give them, like, a dude who will make sure he don't do nothing.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, well, at least he's trying to make sure he don't get him in trouble. Right. Like, I guess that's a positive way to look at it, but I'm like, geez. Dallas, you getting mole cats with mole problems? Come on, man. Jesus.
Yeah, you got to be smart about this.
Yeah.
You can't reach, because I already seen with Jacksonville with talking Claiborne, like, yeah, he might just be out. We might just be, it's time to give up.
Oh, with Justin Blackmon?
Yes. I'm not going to Claiborne. Yeah, Justin Blackmon.
Yeah, he's probably gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, the draft, man, I'm like,
the draft kind of
came.
They
probably get some CIA background checks for real. Like, you know, talking to your mama, your third cousin.
Yeah, they talk to you. They talk to
your best friend in fifth grade, yep. All that shit.
We tracking down everybody you have ever been affiliated with.
Yep, your teachers in high school, all that shit.
I guess the biggest shocker was there weren't a lot of quarterbacks taken. I think Bryce Petty didn't go to like the fourth round.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, I mean, considering you got so many teams who need quarterbacks, you're kind of like, well, I guess guys are like, I ain't reaching.
Yeah, I guess not.
So,
I'm not surprised about that.
Yeah.
And of course, the big news of the weekend was the Mayweather versus Pacquiao.
Absolutely.
I know mad folks was in Vegas. I mean, granted that. Vegas, I'm sure, was popping.
Oh, I'm sure Vegas was off the chain. I know all them after parties was off the chain. I know they was off the chain.
You know, all the after parties, you know, the strip clubs was off the chain. I know them prostitutes. I know them hoes made some cash.
They came out the woodworks. Like, I'm here. We here.
Yeah, it's legal shit. I know fools was going nuts.
I mean, everybody in their mama's team was at the fight. They even showed a little clip. Marshawn Lynch was at the fight in the Oakland A's jersey. Repping his town, of course. I mean, you had Tom Brady, Nicki Minaj was there, Beyonce, Jay-Z was there. Yeah, everybody in their freaking
Everybody mom. Who want to be seen.
Yep, of course.
Was there.
I think Drew Barrymore was there. Everybody was there. Everybody in their freaking mama was there for one of the most boring fights this century.
Well, I mean, the hype in them, like, this is the fight of the century. I'm like, it's been 15 years. A century to 100 years. We 15 years into the century. This is the fight, like, what other fight has been there to compare it with?
Oh, man.
Since 2000. Like, okay.
I mean, I said, since, had this fight been 5 years ago.
Yes.
Then that's a different story. But now that it's
once Manny got knocked out that time, you're just like, oh.
Yeah, once Marquez put him on the floor, I mean, you're like, yeah, this ain't the same. They ain't got the same buzz. It ain't got the same flair. And then I didn't watch the fight, but listening to people on Twitter about the fight, it was kind of like, you know.
Yeah, I was just keeping up trying to see what was happening. The rounds went so damn fast.
Yeah, they did. That whole fight flew by. I was like, damn, fight's over already?
All I knew was like, I saw it started. Then it got to round 6. I'm like, what the hell? Then 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then by that time, they were like, oh, he got it.
Floyd got it, and then the fight was over. And next thing you know, Twitter was just like, why the fuck did I pay $100 for this fight? I was like,
man, folks was mad. We're
pissed off.
I mean, look, I mean, yeah, as for the casual fan, which I am a casual fan, like, Mayweather he's not a person you want to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, he's very smart. I'll give him that. He's not going to take a lot of risk. You know, he makes sure he gets his scores and lands his punches, but is not going to stick his neck out there to get hit a lot.
Absolutely.
Which, for him himself, is smart. Mm-hmm. I can't knock him for that. But as far as him feeling like he's a show and we need to watch to pay to watch him, I'm like, dude, you're boring.
Exactly.
You're great at what you do, but, you know, you're boring.
You're not exciting. Yeah,
exactly. And a lot of people, and me included, just want to see him lose because he come off like a dick.
Yeah. And I will say, early what the fuck goes out to some of them people on them trolls on Twitter who were just dropping the N-bomb on Floyd.
Yeah, afterwards.
I saw nigger this and nigger that, and I'm like, are y'all for real? Like, y'all just dropping this. Like, it is just no problem.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay. I had to get off Twitter after a while because I was like, I'm going to say something. I'm going to regret to somebody.
Yeah,
it got ridiculous. And I was just like, this is fucking crazy.
Hey, y'all free. I was like, what? Y'all was pulling for the white boy? Yeah. Oh, there wasn't one. Shut the fuck up. How about y'all get some talent in the ring and then you can talk? But
yeah, I had to get off Twitter on that one. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he did what he had to do. He mm-hmm. got his payday.
Absolutely.
I'm expecting him to retire soon.
Yeah. There will be no rematch. I heard he's supposed to fight like Amir Khan or some weak dude and then ride off into the sunset.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's fighting again. At this point, I'd just retire now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ain't getting no payday like this. At this point,
I'm like, you know what? Fine. How about you just fight two more times and just go 50-0 and just call it a fucking day?
That's probably what he's going to try to do.
That's what I would do. That's what I would do. Just leave it as a clean 50.
Right. He's going to pick the right people to make sure he gets the 50.
Two cats I can win. Exactly. And then I got 50 wins and I'm done.
Yeah. That's when I seen something with Layla Ali talking about it and just like, you know, like he just talking about he got some problems, you know, like she knows him personally. She knows family and all that. And she's just like, I want him to just grow up.
I'm sure.
Well, he took a lot of heat. I was hearing something about that he rejected the passes of press passes for Michelle Beadle and Rachel Nichols. Because they, I guess, they brought up his domestic violence situation.
Like, well, nigga, you did it.
Yeah.
Best party got like eight of them. Like eight charged. I don't think he was charged eight times, but. Right. He got so many allegations. I think there were eight allegations. He was charged for like three.
Jeez.
It's like. The one is too much. So.
Yeah, true.
But anyway. Plus, I know Layla Ali's like, nigga, you said you better than my dad. Come on.
Yeah, that's what
you need help.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to go down as one of the best.
He is not defensive fighters in history.
He is not in the top five.
He is not better than Muhammad Ali. Y'all can kill that noise.
Yeah, when he want to talk his shit, fine, because he plays the villain very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of why people pay is to see him lose. But yeah, when he's like, "Oh, I'm better than all these greats," I'm like, "You know what? I don't have to. If you want to feel that way,
fine.
I get that. But you ain't.
No, you not.
Shit.
Oh,
like,
man.
You don't take no risks, dude. Like, yeah. You taking a safe route.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. I'm sorry for y'all who paid that $100.
Yeah, sorry.
Y'all should have known. Like, I would thought about. It. I was like, if I can get like about 10 people over here. We can go in on the fight. Yeah, Other than that.
My wife asked me again. She was like, you sure? And I'm like, nope.
Nah, man.
I just follow her on Twitter.
Yeah. I was like, I don't like boxing like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, besides my heavyweight matchup happened and they lost. I don't care.
Yeah, some people are like, can we pay $100 to get another Clippers Spurs game?
Give me my money back. And moving on, man. MLB.
Mm.
A-Rod hits his 660th homer, tying Willie Mays, and he actually got some cheers for that. And he actually got kind of emotional.
Look, as much as I hate to say it, congratulations to A-Rod. I mean,
of course, Willie Mays came out
because
he's classy.
Because, I mean, look, yes, you can take the roids and everything like that. You still got to put the wood on the ball.
Yeah.
When it still boils down to it, you still got to be able to hit the freaking ball. So you can be pumped up as you want, but if you're striking out all the time, it doesn't matter. So in that aspect, I have to give A-Rod credit. He's blasted 660 home runs. That is miraculous.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
Shitload, yeah.
That's a lot of home runs. I mean, to tie Willie Mays. Our dad used to tell us about Willie Mays.
You could just tell, man. I remember when Bonds passed him, it was a big deal. And just seeing that clip. I guess one of the ESPN guys would talk to him, and they were like, yeah, A-Rod had to take a moment because he was just tearing up and saying, like, his dad, Willie Mays, was like his dad's favorite player and all that, and he got to meet him.
Well, I'm sure, and part of it is all the stuff he's had to go through.
Yeah.
I mean, with the steroid issues and all that, right. and wondering if he was even going to get a chance to get to this point, you know? So,
I mean, 600, that's a lot of damn homers.
Kudos to him.
Yeah. Kudos and I mean, especially if it's a guy that, he looks up to. Granted, he didn't model himself after Willie Mays.
Yeah.
He's nowhere near that.
Nah.
But, you know, for him just being like, I hit 660 damn homers.
Yeah.
And tied Willie fucking Mays.
That is in the record books.
So. Yeah. And so now now I'm sure the Yankees are like, okay, no, we ain't give you that bonus money. We going to court. He's like, damn, you know that's what's happening. They're like,
oh, they already came out and said they're not giving him the bonus. Yeah. Sorry. You ain't getting it. Hey, oh, that's so great.
Y'all paid his ass on that damn money.
That's what you get.
Well, and some other weird news, when the Angels trading Josh Hamilton to the Rangers, I don't know if the players were to be named later have been named. Supposedly some cash considerations. I'm like, damn.
They're basically paying him to go away.
Yeah.
Angels are paying the bulk of the contract that's left. It's this was a very sad situation, man. And it really, at least to me, made the Angels look like dicks.
Mm-hmm.
You had a dude right here who had a major problem, who needed help, didn't need to be brushed aside and pushed away. I mean, so...
You just mad because your return on investment basically is negative.
Exactly. So, I mean, Josh Hamilton seems to be, you know, a little bit happier going back to Texas.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
I think he seems
comfortable.
I think he had good times there. And, you know, I wish him the best. It was unfortunate that he relapsed and, you know, had the whole drug issue here in L.A. But, you know, I wish him the best down there, and hopefully he can get his head on straight and get back to just playing ball.
Yeah, what I would hope this would do for baseball, I know it's not, because people just going to continue to overpay. But I'm like, come on. You see this shit with A-Rod. You see this shit with Josh Hamilton. Stop paying fools. Stop giving niggas 10-year deals.
You see what happened to Albert Pujols.
Yeah, like, oh. Like, come on. I can say, you know, if you want to pay this dude $30 million, give him for 5 years.
Yep.
Stop locking. I'm going to give you an 8-year
give you $200 million. 20-year contract.
He making $25 million for the next 10 years. I'm like, but he's 35. Like, what the f- Like, come on, man. I was like, what's the age for baseball in? Because clearly it's 30, you know, it's 30 for basketball and football.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an age thing for, I guess not for baseball.
I don't think so.
I mean, yes, well, Mike Trout, he like 27. Good. Yeah, 10 year, that dude. But if a dude is getting close to 35, nah, man. I'm giving you big money short term.
Oh, that's funny.
Because you get hurt, that's it. I'm stuck. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
That's funny.
All right, let's go hand out some awards now.
All righty.
As usual, we got to start off with the Noice Award.
Noice.
Noice. All right. For me, I have two. First Noice Award going to the Chicago Bulls.
Whoop.
With that win, Game 6, the fourth largest win margin in NBA playoff history. 54 points. And that's fourth.
Oh, my gosh. Right? Damn.
I'm like, 54 points? God. Damn, man.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Yes.
Damn, man.
Yes. Oh, I love
that
it.
That is straight up.
You got knocked the fuck out.
I mean, my goodness gracious. That was so, that was so beautiful. Yeah. Oh, that was so beautiful.
I saw that, I was like, damn.
I just looked at the score when I was leaving work and was like, yes.
God, I wish I texted you earlier. I was like, hey, you know your team is kicking ass?
Yes. Destroyed them. I mean, gave them no hope. That's how you kill it. That's how you kick a team out the playoffs. Get the fuck out of here.
That's real. And my other Noice Award is going to Damian Lillard, who gets a degree in professional sales, graduating from Weber State.
Nice.
Finished his degree.
Excellent.
Very important for him. Finishing, 3 years after leaving college. Mom's is very proud. A lot of family there. Congrats, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations.
You know, yeah, I think, you know, I always hope more players want to do that, because it will come in handy. For y'all, especially for y'all who blow through your money like it's water.
Yeah, you like seeing guys. I'm always for guys going back to school, getting an education, getting your degree. I have no problem with that. So shout out to him for, you know, doing what he felt.
Yeah, for finishing.
Yeah, for finishing, you know, up his degree. You know, what's up.
It was important for your family, for your mama to for
to
you
see
to finish.
You walk
to see
across
you walk,
that stage.
And proud of you for doing that, man.
That's what's
much
up.
Much love.
Exactly. All right, for me... first one, want to give a shout out to Chris Paul, of course. I mean, just his efforts in Game 7, pulled hamstring and all. You could see he was hampered throughout the whole game. Couldn't really get the lift. He couldn't drive really, so he was basically selling for jump shots the whole game. And like every shot he put up was just like money.
Yeah, he couldn't fucking miss.
Oh, it was unreal. But I mean, for all the talk people give to him about not being clutch and not being able to will his team to victories, and the Clippers haven't moved on as far as most people would like. I mean,
oh, they was ready. They had their pants pulled down. Ready to shit on Chris Paul. Like, go ahead and lose. We can tell you how much of a disappointment you are. You suck.
So, I mean, he best point guard in the league, at least in my opinion. And shout out to him, man, because he wanted it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he basically sacrificed game one of this series to win that series. So,
yeah, like, I got whatever
we
it
gotta
takes.
We got to win, exactly. So, I shout out to him. You like to see more players go out like that.
Yeah.
The next one's kind of a noise slash what the fuck moment. I stumbled across this article, and apparently, I don't know if the NFL or NFL.com, whoever is handling their websites, I don't know if they jumped the gun, but there was a Los Angeles Rams website team page up, and somebody from Field of Schemes was apparently just doing some investigative work and posted a picture of it. It sure enough says Los Angeles Rams on there. And you're just like, wow. And there's a note that this page was removed at 5:40 p.m. Eastern time on May 4th, just a couple of hours after the article was posted. So I'm sure NFL.com was like, you motherfuckers, why'd you leak it?
Right.
So, but as a noise, I mean, hey, it looks like it's almost looks like it's based on that. Like it's done. The Rams will be coming to Los Angeles. That's what it looks like.
Start building that joint in Inglewood, man.
Yeah. So, that's what it's looking like. So, it looks like it will be the L.A. Rams again. Go ahead, go to Inglewood. I mean, the people out here are going to be happy just to get a football team back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure.
And it's close proximity, too.
I will still be a Broncos fan nonetheless. So I'm just like, hey, Broncos, come play the Rams now, please.
Yeah, now you can actually.
Now I can go to a game.
Right.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah. But yeah, that's my noise award.
That was a good one. All right. And you know we love passing these out.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No. 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 Fuck that.
All right. What's your what the fucks for the week?
All right. Got two of them here. The first one. We saw before with Mr. Kenny Trill from Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. Tried after one game, dub himself Kenny Trill.
Yeah, we saw how that went.
Now we got Willie Cauley-Stein from Kentucky, who is now officially changed his name to Willie Trill Cauley-Stein. Willie Trill. I'm just like, I don't understand. Apparently, Trill was his nickname, his boys called him. So, I mean, to turn that into your legal name, I was just kind of like, what the fuck? It was just kind of like, I'm one of those people like, you ain't got to have a nickname as a real name. That's just so stupid to me.
Yeah, you don't need it. You don't need to make it your government name.
Like, I understand you want to, you know, might want to brand it or whatever, but
branded.
Yeah, like I'm like, you ain't got to make it your legal name though. But I guess he's like, can't nobody take it now. Trill belongs to me.
Like whatever.
Yeah.
Willie Trill
Cauley-Stein. That is a long ass name.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
All right, and then my last one is going to the NFL. All 32 teams, including mine, for passing on Lael Collins. God, I love these names.
Wait, you say Lael?
Lael, L-A apostrophe E-L. Lael Collins.
It never gets to
Hey, hey, Ron Balake.
The jingle is Mugoon. Like, come on.
Oh my God!
So is he related to Kal-El?
I don't think so.
I'm saying he got family up at Krypton.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
offensive lineman from the University of LSU, Louisiana State, basically was not drafted. He is going through, I guess, a situation where he's, I don't want to even call it being investigated by police. He is being talked to by police due to the fact his ex-girlfriend was murdered recently. I guess her and the boyfriend were murdered in a, I believe it was a double homicide.
Oh, shit.
But it's been documented and noted that, you know, Mr. Collins, let me see right here. Police have not named Collins as a suspect or even a person of interest in the murder investigation. So you're telling me the police have basically said he ain't a suspect. He basically has nothing to do with it. We're just talking to him to get some info. And teams are like, no, I ain't touching that. But you got Mr. Randy Gregory Weedhead over here who got all kind of psychological and mental problems. He goes in the second round. You got Shane Ray, who got busted with weed the week of the draft and still goes in the first round. Granted, he went to my team, but I'm still kind of like, this dude can't get a shot? He's not a suspect in the fucking investigation, yet nobody wants to touch him. Like, to me, I'm like, I understand some people are like, you know, the whole Aaron Hernandez, we want to make sure he's cleared 100% before we take this chance. But I'm like, if the police have come out and said he's not a suspect, he's not a person of interest, I don't understand the problem.
Yeah,
that kind of pissed me off because I'm like, this is a dude who was supposed to be a first round pick, so he's been fucked out of money for something that, and he, even his fault, he had, from what we can tell, he had no involvement, he had no relation to this, and I'm like, this dude, his ex-girlfriend just got killed. I'm sure he's going mentally is going through some bad times right now. He was probably real close with the family. They going through stuff. I mean,
and
going through the draft. I mean, goddamn, I was not mad at him. There was a situation where he trying to pull out of the draft. And I was just like, I'll be in the supplemental draft, and they were like, no, you can't do that. He did basically say he wanted to try to re-enter the 2016 draft, and they were like, no, you can't do that. So it's like, basically, y'all have fucked me out of millions of dollars for no reason.
Yeah.
So for that, I was just kind of like, you know what? Fuck the NFL, dude.
So basically, what's going to happen is they're going to wait until
he's officially cleared.
And then they're going to jump at him.
Which should be in like a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Greg Hardy, who nearly kills his wife, can get on the NFL roster. I'm just saying.
That's the funny thing. Like, Greg Hardy, you knew his suspension was coming. But he still got
And
nice
I'm like,
contract.
This kid ain't going to – this seems like ain't getting in no trouble. No, I can't get picked. Man, fuck y'all. Like, oh, NFL. They're so hypocritical, man, sometimes.
That sounds like someone they would still be like, hey, you know. But I guess if he had a name and was flashy.
Well, apparently Rex Ryan went down and met with him. Like, hey, you can come on to Buffalo. Shit.
Yeah, that's a shocking. You would at least figure somebody
would have
used. I was
like a seventh round. I was kind of like, Denver, why did you use a seventh round pick on him?
Right.
Fucking.
There are a lot of seventh round picks that just don't make the cut. And it's like, all right, he ain't make the cut.
Whatever. Yeah. It didn't make sense to me.
No.
But those are my what the fuck moments.
All right. For my two. First one, this was strange. UFC light heavyweight champion John Jones suspended indefinitely and stripped of his title due to a hit and run causing a pregnant woman to break her arm.
Like, yeah, I read
the
about
fuck?
That.
Like, what? Like,
wow.
Yeah, first of all, hit and run, I'm like, no, you don't get no love for hit and run. And you hit a pregnant chick and you just left. Like, what the fuck?
Like, they weren't going to find out who you were.
I'm get props to UFC.
Absolutely.
They were just like, we're spending you and we're taking your damn title. Like, damn.
Dude, you put
endangering somebody. You put mad people in risk.
And not to mention, you tainted the name of UFC.
Because
I'm like,
he's a good fighter. I've seen him once. He can fight.
He can fight.
You're like, damn, bro.
And he's related to Chandler Jones. That's his brother.
Oh, okay.
From the Patriots.
Yeah.
That's his brother, so.
Damn. Get your shit right,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man, get yourself together. I'm like, dude, you hit a pregnant woman, and you didn't have the common state of mind to go over and see if she was okay? Seriously? I'm like, nigga, just take the fucking accident.
He was like, you got a damn accident, dude. And he was like, oh, shit, let me get out of here. Like, dude, but, you can handle it.
Think there were drugs or something in the car, though. No, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course, right? There's a reason he ran.
Yeah. That just making it even worse.
What an idiot.
And my other one is going back to that damn ass whooping. Gang yeah. Six. The Bucks are the first team in NBA playoff history without a 10-point score. They didn't have anybody on that team get double-digit points. Come on.
Oh, my God. That is great Bulls D. I love it.
You got knocked the fuck out.
That game was just embarrassing. I can't.
Oh, God. I thought that was awesome.
What? I was like, the first team without somebody in double did. Damn.
Oh, and just to before we leave, what the fuck? I got to give what the fuck to this Manny Pacquiao coming out after the fact that, oh, my surgery was my shoulder was jacked up. I'm just like, I don't care. I don't care. Now apparently he's out 9 to 12 months for shoulder surgery. I'm like, I really don't even care. Don't give me this after the fact crap. I don't want to hear it. Had you told me before the fight, that's a different story. I don't want to hear it after the fight.
Well, you know, he wasn't backing out because he getting his check, too.
I don't want to hear all that after the fact. Oh, my shoulder was messed up, and they didn't let me take a cortisone shot. No, I don't care.
He was just like, I heard he was smiling afterwards. I know he was like, hey.
He didn't do nothing.
Did the wire go through?
Hit the right.
Did he get my account? Okay.
Man, Floyd was like, I got the $100 million check in my back room right now.
He was like, you know what? Y'all that talk, he was like, I'm going to put the mic on. Did the check go through? Okay, yeah. Oh, man, you know what? Yeah, my shoulder was kind of messed up. And then I was like, okay.
Oh, man.
Don't believe the hype. None of that crap. Don't, man. Which means we won't see another great boxing match for another 50 years.
Yeah, I don't know who the next great fighter is going to be. So,
probably ain't going to be one. I don't know. It's just good luck boxing. I hope y'all made your money.
Yeah.
Because shit. Because Vegas made his money. Shout out the Norris Award for Vegas because they done cashed in.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody, all them dudes is happy.
100%. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You can find the show on blackisonline.com. You can also find us on iTunes Radio, on Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud. Just do a search for Black Is. If you want to leave us some feedback, you can leave us some feedback on iTunes and Stitcher, also on the website. If you want to hit us up directly, you can get us via email, thebrotherslemon@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslemon. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely would like to hear from some more of y'all. You know, hit us up. Let us know what's going on. Let us know how you're feeling. Let us know how you enjoy the show. For all the longtime listeners, definitely want to give you a shout-out. Thank you for tuning in to us on the daily, on the regular, for the long haul. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in and see what we bowed up in here in the happy hour. Hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. If you did, go ahead and let everybody know. Tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Let's see what we got today. Well, you know, in honor of May the 4th be with you, go ahead and tell Han Solo and Luke and Chewie. And Leia, go ahead and tell Boba Fett. Go ahead and tell Jabba. Tell who else we got?
Tell your Ewoks.
There you go.
Tell your Jawas.
Tell your Jawas. Tell your Stormtroopers. Tell Darth Vader. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your host, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
Your ear sublime. It's enjoyable to know you and the concubines. Niggas, take off your coats. Ladies, act like gems. Sit down. Indian styles, you recite these hymns. See, lyrically, I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JV's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questers who invade the air. Hold up a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my shit is universal. If you got knowledge of Polo or Del myself, see, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. Acute at that. So do that, that.
Come on.
Do that. Yeah. Do that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back, cause I'm wetting niggas. So run and tell the others, cause we are the brothers. I learned how to build bikes in my workshop class. So give me the sword and let's not make it to last.
We on the road to
Tokyo.